Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Yarn up strong, you mob. Welcome back. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. We're going to jump straight in it and talk to Dr. Jason Agostino. He's Nacho Medical Advisor and talk about First Nations adult at risk from severe illness after COVID-19 ANU research. On the line, Dr. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Dr. Jason, where are you based?
So I'm based on rural country in Canberra, but when the borders aren't closed, mm-hmm. I do my GP work up at Gurney Illamucca over in Yarrabah.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about First Nations adults at risk from severe illness after COVID ANU research. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, so what we were doing was looking at the things that we know make you at high risk of having severe COVID illness, so ending up in hospital or ICU or even dying. So things that we know, unfortunately, too many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have, like diabetes and heart disease, and we know that smoking can also lead to more severe COVID. And so we're looking at how much of the population has one or more of those conditions, and we found that across the whole thing, it's more than half of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults have at least one of those conditions. And then we tried to look at, you know, okay, well, what is that associated with? And we found that people that lived in areas with higher incomes, people that were food secure, people that aren't descendants of the stolen generations had lower risk than other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So it was just sort of highlighting that, yep, there's a really high risk of severe COVID amongst the community, but that's tied to a lot of inequities and racism that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have experienced.
So we're highlighted in the fact that we are more vulnerable to the disease, illness of COVID-19, as well as other illnesses. And so we need to do a lot more in that space. The government needs to come to the table as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like in the short term, you know, it's all about getting those vaccine numbers up because of that high risk. But if we're going to think about, okay, how do we decrease this risk in the long term, it's about investing in education and investing in housing for mob so that, you know, because we know that people that had higher education, had higher incomes, had lower risk of severe COVID-19.
Oh, fantastic. And so it's a very important conversation. And so our mob, we also need to do our bits in regarding, you know, checkups and, you know, cut down on the smoking and the drinking. We need to help ourselves as well, yes?
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's two great things that you can do for your health right now. One is get a COVID jab if you haven't already had one. And the second is, you know, talk to someone about stopping smoking. You know, I always say to guys that I see out at Yarri, you know, nothing's better than stopping smoking for your health. You know, yes. I can't give you any tablets. It's better than stopping
smoking. Well, exactly. That man in the mirror, that woman in the mirror, need to have a good yarn with that deadly person and, you know, to put yourself in a better position of longevity. But thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Jason. So are you locked away or are you over the border, aren't you?
Yeah, no. So I was supposed to be in Yarri last week and back at the clinic, but Canberra's in lockdown for another week or two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been stuck here for a bit and missed out on my normal trips up north to that beautiful country. So,
Well,
yeah.
Get on back here. It's warm and we'd love to see you, Dr. Jason. You take care, right?
Thanks very much, mate.
Bye-bye. Deadly, Dr. Jason Agostino and Nacho Medical Advisor. Lockdown there to Canberra. We were conversing about First Nation adults at risk from severe illness after COVID and ANU research. So there it is. Need to do our bit, your mob. Like I said, have that conversation with your First Nation Health Organisation about getting a jab and also talk about you know, the cutting out of cigarettes and drinking. Do what you need to do to keep yourself safe and warm and working towards fitness in yourself in regards to our mob who are vulnerable because of the space we're living in at the moment with COVID-19. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
with a Galga. The other holds the light so we can get a good shot. And he spears it and nails it as he brings it up to the boat. Up and down the river they go all night, looking for that blue or yellow tail mullet in sight. Sometimes they might spot that old Bill Gummel. So you'd better move on. I said you'd better watch out. You better move on before you come ease my you tonight.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 99.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have you saying yarn up strong, your mob. Too deadly. Now, Australian, $100 million Australian dollars, what I'm saying, investment set to change the game for Australian e-commerce businesses. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dan Peters, our Managing Director of ClearCo Australia, and talk about that, this space that we live in regarding the 21st century. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming along. And where are you based, Dan?
I'm in Sydney on the beautiful northern beaches,
Lockdown. Okay. Well, yeah, thinking of you guys. When it all borders opens up, come up and join us here in Cairns, far north Queensland.
I would love to hang out with
Nemo on the Great Barrier Reef.
I wish I could, let me tell you.
Good.
I'll be there in a heartbeat.
You probably can do it via internet, and that's what we're talking about today in regarding e-commerce. $100 million investment set to change. Look at the world we live in, the super highway in regard to e-commerce. So our growth and the way we do business is looking more this way inclined, yes?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I've joined a business called ClearCo, who've landed in Australia this week, and ClearCo is the world's largest e-commerce investor. So ClearCo have pumped about $2.5 billion in the last couple of years into about 5,500 e-commerce companies around the world, especially in North America and the UK. And now we're in Australia, and we're looking to invest in Australian e-commerce businesses.
Look, it's the way we're heading. Can you tell us more about blind funding, what it is, and that will tell us more about how it operates?
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Look, it is really important for the Australian market, right? So blind funding is a new kind of revenue finance for e-commerce startups, and all it really means is that we use artificial intelligence, computers, to make a decision about which companies we invest in, rather than the old-fashioned way that bank managers or venture capitalists might have done. The reason why that's really important is it takes all the bias around age, gender, race, or even region out of the decision of who we invest in, and it means that we invest in a much more diverse set of companies than traditional banks and venture capitalists. So, for example, when we launched ClearCo in the UK, 70% of the companies we invested in were outside of London, which is completely different to what you'll see from traditional venture capital. And similarly, you know, we invested in 8 times as many women as traditional venture capital, again, because, you know, we take all of that bias out of the process. It's not about sitting in rooms on Pitt Street and shaking hands. It's just about the data. It's about whether or not a company's business and their performance is working. And if it is, we'll invest.
Well, it's a business opportunity, isn't it? Not looking at the so-called persons or person behind the opportunity. It's an investment, is what we're talking about here. Why do you think online spending has grown so significantly in Australia, like compared to last year?
Well, look, obviously the lockdowns has been a big
exactly.
deal. People have needed to have things delivered to their home. So, you know, whereas in the past people have had a choice about going down to the high street or getting things delivered, now there's no choice. And I think as a result of that, people have actually discovered that there's incredible advantages to that. I think the systems and the processes of a lot of companies have improved, around, even up in the wonderful Northern Territory.
Yes.
As I understand it, delivery times have shrunk, supply chains have got better, and people can actually get, you know, really important goods and services delivered to their home in ways that was never possible 18 months ago. So we believe that trend is set to continue, and it's going to service places like the Northern Territory, you know, better than ever.
Well, Dan, inevitability, it was bound to happen, but COVID-19 has just hastened up the process, hasn't it?
It absolutely has, and you know, for good, for better or worse, that is where we are. And I think the companies that are adapting in the e-commerce space and taking advantage of that opportunity, they're delivering, you know, all sorts of new services and new value. You know, all of a sudden we can get our groceries, you know, same day to our doorstep. We can get, we've got incredible Aussie companies that have actually already taken funding from ClearCo, you know, like Beard Market and the Vegan Grocery Store. These are businesses that have got amazing niche ranges of products and they're able to get them to people's doorstep very quickly.
Fantastic. Dan, it also shows, like you mentioned before, about women in business and even First Nation people or people of colour in business. And this just gives it a equal a platform, so to speak, in regarding doing business with our women and with people of colour in business, yes? Real entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're black, white or yellow, wherever you come from. If you have an e-commerce business that's successful, all you have to do is plug your data into ClearCo systems. Go to clear.co, www.clear.co. Plug your data in, your PayPal, your Stripe, and your Shopify kind of data, and we'll tell you within about 20 minutes whether or not we can invest, and within 24 to 48 hours you get funding from ClearCo. And
good.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, fantastic. What advice do you have for anybody looking to grow their e-commerce business as such?
Yeah, you know, the thing about e-commerce is it's a very data-driven business. You know, if you know the numbers about how your business is performing, then all you really need is the capital to set fire to it and get it really firing. So the advice I would give is really understand your data, understand what your cost of capital is, how to understand your audience, understand your cost of customer acquisition and your return on investment. And once you know those core data points, if you found a niche and you found a customer that likes your product, then it's time to go.
MYOB is what we're talking about, and focus in your business. No one knows your business better than you, so do the data and, throw the eye in the fire. Where can Australian digital-first businesses go to access funding?
Yeah, like I said, they just need to go to ClearCo's website, so okay. www.clear.co, and they'll find us. Please plug in your data and find out what we can invest in you.
Throw the iron in the fire. Look, thank you very much, Dan. Great talking with you. All the best. Look, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, hey?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
That's Dan Peters, his name is, and he's the Managing Director of ClearCo Australia. So do check him out, ClearCo, if you've got a business and you want to look at expanding it or get the word out, so to speak. Internet is the way to go. And here, figures here, Australians' online spending has reached a new record of $50.46 billion, which is the 57% growth in the last year. So it is the information highway, the superhighway, so to speak. And they say, are you online or in line? Get online is the way to go. Put your business out there, but have a look at ClearCo Australia and Google them and do your research as such. But of course, know your business. Have you say Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the spot like a wing attack.
We're thinking of the clouds, listening to the rhythms, and we're moving with the beats. The sun has risen on our dreams, the future is near. It looks so bright when our vision is crystal clear. We like to work hard and we like to play games. When we dance at the disco, we got no shame. Names in lights, live large, live strong. When you're smart and you're deadly, you can't go wrong.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the spot like a wing attack.
My name is Makira, got a deadly dream. So much better than the trouble that I've already seen. What I wanna become, I've been my rhymes in my life. Wanna be a scientist, helping animals and strife.
We the Chevy Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the spot like a wing attack.
Yeah, to Deadly Sherberg, thank you very much. Deadly's crew here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Baldy One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So give me a call, have your say and yarn up strong. Now, post-mining era heralded as first Aboriginal Rangers graduate in Kakadu. When you catch up a yarn now with Jackie Payne, lecturer at Charles Darwin University. On the line, Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're based in Darwin, I believe, yes?
Yeah, based in Darwin most of the time, but occasionally get the opportunity to go out to places like Kakadu and work with the rangers out on country.
Yeah, look, hats off to Deadly Rangers. So tell us about first Aboriginal Rangers graduating in Kakadu.
Well, for my part, I've just been helping facilitate the whole thing, really. It's been the push of the group out there,
yes.
The Land Management Council, the Aboriginal Corporation out there, and the rangers have just been so keen, and I'm really keen to learn the units and complete the units. So I went out there a couple of times starting November last year,
mm-hmm.
to go and visit them out on country and see what they're doing out there, and then align that as much as we can with the units that come out of the Certificate 2 in Conservation Land Management.
Oh, fantastic. So it just gives them that piece of paper, so to speak, operating on their country, having their feet in the dirt, but then operating in the role with their certificate, which is a great platform.
Yeah, that's right. So a couple of the units we did, they come from the Indigenous Land Management section. So it's all about them being out on their country and recording information about their country, looking after their cultural sites, and we went out and had a look at a few of those, and they do maintenance on those sites to protect
yes.
them from feral animals and fires and obviously even the native plants and the native wasps and things. So we went out and had a look at some of that work that they've done out there, and also recording information about the plants and animals on their country, you know, knowing what they're used for culturally. And apart from that, yeah, a bit of small machinery maintenance, a bit of things like work health and safety, got to talk about that. And then other organisations came in and provided training in fire and first aid.
Good. Jack, it also creates a platform for inspiring younger brothers and sisters in the area. Step up.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited that I've had this opportunity to not just watch them doing training, but actually be able to pull it all together as part of that package so that, as you said, they've got that qualification at the end. And in the future, if they want to do more study, there's that opportunity, but it's also, as you said, an opportunity for other younger people to see what can be achieved.
Yeah, exactly. And leading from the front, and it creates a nice career pathway as such. And, working on your country, and then you're getting paid to do it. I mean, best job in the world, is it not?
Oh, I think it is. When I go out there and I just see how it's their country, how at home, and how much they love it.
Yes.
And then to be able to show me, I feel very, honoured. obviously to have that opportunity to see what they're doing, and so proud of them, and they're obviously very proud of what
It's also a bridge builder as well, Jackie, in regard to, well, if not university students or tourists or, you know, government coming to the table, and then they are leading the conversation on their country.
Yeah, and that's obviously a huge part. That's why we go out to their country and don't say, come in here, don't come into Darwin. No, we want to see you on your country.
Yes.
You tell us about your country, and then for me to be able to take that information back and share it with my students that are in town, but, you know, also working with other ranger groups. I was down at Mimal, down at Bulman last week with the Mimal Rangers, trying to work on a similar project, but it can be really hard, as you know, with all the things happening in life, to be able to stick it out and actually get all those units done.
Exactly. So how many have First Nation Aboriginal Rangers graduated?
I believe there were 14.
14, yeah. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
And men and women, yes?
Definitely men and women, and all ages too. So cool. Clary, I'm not going to say he was the oldest, but I know the three of his sons also passed with him.
Oh, deadly.
And the youngest, Axel. Yeah, I think that I think he's 16,
Family
17.
Affair.
lots of them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good, Jackie. Well, thank you for sharing, and big shout out to the mob next time you're out that way, and congratulations. And it's great to see you leading from the front. All the best to you, Jackie. You take care.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A diddly yarn there. Jackie Payne, her name is, lecturer at Charles Darwin University, and talk about the 14 people that have become the first Aboriginal rangers to graduate from their certificate in conservation and land management at Charles Darwin University, working on country there in Kakadu, and getting the white piece of paper to show the work that they're doing, and ticketed as such. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
I just wanna know what is peace. Can someone educate us all? Because all that it seems is that no one even knows what it means. I mean, I could be wrong, but society is telling me that freedom isn't actually free. I hate to say, but it's hard being black in these streets. And when we tell them, they don't wanna believe, cause we're locked up in a system that we can't even see. Well, I guess my last song went right over your heads, cause I was sending out a message, but the message wasn't read. Reconciliation is what we all gotta spread. So what more needs to be said for this to get in your head? It's like, if you're white, you're right. But if you're black in this country, it's an everyday fight. But for real, I just wanna know why. It's like the system that we in is going back in the time. I'm sick and tired of the pain going on in the streets. We trying to make a change, but they won't let us speak. There's innocent black people who were murdered by police and no one's giving up. Well, that's the way it all seems, that there's a whole lot of things that were never discussed. The media never reveals what really happens to us. But when a wombat was killed, man, they made it a fuss. But let a cop shoot a brother, they never did lock him up. How would you feel if you had a stereotype? How would you feel if the police pulled you up at night? How would you feel being judged in your everyday life? How would you feel? Nah, stuff that. How would you feel if a cop ran straight through your house and shot your son in the head and left him dying by the couch? Dragged his body outside as he was crying out loud and left your family tortured as they all surrounded now. I just want to see a change. We protest in our country to stop all the pain, but negativity still comes our way. We need to unlock the system, cause right now it's not safe, but I really do take in hand. There's a lot of white mob on this land to do as much as they can to give back, and yes, I understand. That's why I love my white folks, cause they do give a damn. Now listen, we need to look out for each other, but even better, we spread love for one another. Cause there be some days on my mind I really wonder how we gonna make a change for the way they see our color. Cause some nights I can't sleep, I just wanna make it so us indigenous people can eat. So I preach like every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace. And that's real. That's real. I say, every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace. I preach like
like every day of the week. So hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace. Peace.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Yeah. Fuck roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of jakes. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin kin. Raise strong black kids, prevent drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Ha! Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, I am higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. The deep of her roots, black woman in a white man's world. It's tough being sexualized, she's all we've left. That's enough, you're worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying back sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity that's getting questioned. Brothers are warriors, but if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
For my titties, that's Barker here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. You can either text a brother as well, 0457140550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Macquarie. Want to give a big shout out to the Penrith Panthers. Congratulations, taking out the NRL Premiership by defeating Rabbitohs on the weekend, 14 points to 12. And finally got that ring after their defeat by Melbourne last year. They've come back in vengeance and taken out the grand final, 14 points to 12. We mentioned last week about the Demon, Melbourne Demons, taking out the AFL Championships this year, defeating Western Bulldogs, and that's 140 points to 66. So that's the codes, and regarding the sporting codes, episodes of football, and you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And now we step into the cricket season and also the basketball season. We kick it on as well. But give us a call. Tell us what you're doing with Christmas. Maybe Christmas coming up very soon. Merry Christmas, you daily mob. Not too far away. We're talking about it now, but if you walk through Woolworths and Coles, you see all the Christmas decorations and getting ready. So, I don't know, been bringing out Easter eggs before you know it. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Lovely track there, Jilawa, the Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say you mob yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the magical number you need to be calling. Otherwise, you can text your brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here from the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS. affairs team down there at Brisbane and based at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, and a beautiful black network it is. And big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country. Too deadly, voice for our people. Do you utilise it, you mob? Okay, what's headlines in the news? Dominic Perrottet wins leadership of ballot to become next Premier of New South Wales. And Victoria reports a national record of 1,763 new local COVID-19 cases for death as La Trobe lockdown ends. Leaked papers have revealed how influential foreign figures buy up Prime Australia. Queensland's demands more NRL finals after stunning 2021 successful season. And also Morrison accuses Queensland of using COVID border closures to extort cash. Facebook is back online after a massive outage that also took down Instagram and WhatsApp. And teenagers would have been going stupid with that. There you go. And look at the figures here for the vaccinations across the country in regard to fully vaccinated, 56.9% across the country. At least one dosage is 79.6%. So getting up there, 56.9%, as I mentioned, across the whole country. Breakdown in regard to states and territories, 67.5% in New South Wales, 67.3% in ACT, 52.6% Victoria, 48.7% in Queensland, 51.5% in South Australia, 48.5% in WA, Northern Territory 53.8%, and in Tasmania 60.1%. Total doses are given, 28,769,273 doses in the last 24 hours, 138,537 cases, local acquired cases, 2,030 in the last 24 hours. So they're the figures and numbers and regarding COVID-19. You can have your say, Jan Armstrong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. I wasn't going to ring, but I heard it quiet and...
Jump in. Jump on. Too easy, my friend. What are you on Jan about, Tony?
His cell made me laugh the other day. He was on the man from Uncle and his stuff, you know, and all the nuclear things I was talking about.
Yeah.
there's another bit that I was reminded with nuclear and New Zealand. You remember the Rainbow Warrior, the Greenpeace ship?
Yes.
There was one that the French, they sunk it in Auckland Harbour because it's a nuclear... country. I think that was in the 90s
with them. Yeah, that's right. And that that vessel did a lot of work in regarding protesting across the globe, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, that what people really want is a nuclear-free Pacific.
Mm.
And that's what it was about. And so the Rainbow Warrior, the Greenpeace ship, was moored in Auckland Harbour. I think they put mines or they blew it up in the harbour anyway. That's a huge thing.
Mm.
Anyway, I just wanted to add that bit on and
yes.
Thank Selwyn for his comments. I'm still working on the green patch down here at the rest area, you know, at the park, that mate.
Mm. Travelling good there, mate? You having a win?
Well, I don't think I'll win, but I'm just maintaining a province. Yep. And they take the flyers down and I put them up, but... I was down there the other night. I'm down there most afternoons, and the police come around quite late, and they sort of pulled up. There you go. Yeah, I'm all right. And they said, "Oh, you got something to do with art?" I said, "Yeah." So I put all these paintings out on the bonnet of the car, and well, they had good torches because they're the police. Eh? So I gave them an art show at night time, and they liked it. And they said, "Well." Said them, and I said, "I'm not really selling them, but you know, I'm promoting them. They're here. But if anybody asks me, I'm not going to say no." And he said, "Well, sure. You're not breaking council laws. You've got no signs up, no prices." I said, "Right." So
it starts a conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd get out and talk to them because they pulled up and said, "How are you going?" They see me all the time, and they know it's an ongoing thing. And and it's getting hot now, you know.
And it's peaceful too, Tony.
It's peaceful, mate. I sit up there and Like I'm like a travelling little radio station too. I've got all the Murray music and I sit high up and they're all camped down the bottom in the rest area. I stay in the rest area. They're all in the camping ground with about 50-odd cars. And Well, I play a lot of Aboriginal music there too because I've got a lot of recordings. So
of course.
That echoes out over the place and they see me put the flyers up and then they want to talk. That's our river. And all the travellers, without exception, cannot believe that a council can shut the river.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's summer and it's getting hot and our people want to go down the river with their cars. And I briefly said that to the police, well, that's what it's about, you know, but, yeah, no problem. I just phoned up and that last song that you played, not the Gurum, I like the beginning and the end. It plays those scrub hens. I'm used to that up in Goldsboro, waking up to them and hearing them all night, and that really... It really is a good memory, being surrounded by scrub ends and...
good sound effect, that's right.
Up in the bush, it's really good.
Mother Nature.
Yeah, we used to practice their call, you know, and when they were conserious and we're being silly, you know, we practice their call and... I'm not real good at it anymore. Scrub.
Oh, well, you're making the sound effects really deadly over the air. So, look, thank you for sharing, Tone, and fight the good fight, my brother. Please do keep in touch.
Yeah. I don't want to hog the show, but if I hear no one calling up, I'll call up.
Jump on in. Yes, my brother. Too deadly. Bye. Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye.
Deadly. And Tony Gibbs and Yanov Strong there. He's anti-nuclear bombs, of course, war. And also he's fighting the green patch down there at Gordonville. And always yarn up strong here on Daily Program. National Talk Black. 5 minutes, squeezing the yarn. You mob got news coming up very soon on NIRS, National News Radio Service. Let's go to Maureen Watson. Don't bash the loving out of me. Can't beat the sound of the didge, and we've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, yeah, brother. Oh, brother, your yarn on Friday, I think Friday or yesterday, I'm not too sure, that brother from Port Augusta, but native pirate brother.
Yeah, good yarn,
eh? I'm at the edge of the seat, and he didn't disappoint me, brother. I said, brother, same. And at the end of his, and his good story, his good news story, and he reckons... We still got this fight about nuclear debate, and he's right on the money, brother.
Yes.
When George Bush, when Johnny Howard went over to America to see George Bush, he come back here and he told Australia where Australia was going to go, and it was towards nuclear. Then bugged me dead. This other fellow, Scott, will come go over there, and he come back and change his mind about the threat, and they're going to go nuclear. And of course. Rocks me down, understand dear brother. And this, you know, all the stuff about nuclear. And we always get the short end of the stick. Ben Longman, I think up here at Greenvale, Mary Catherine, Rum Jungle, they were bachelor. They were all uranium mine, I think. But here at Ben Longman or something like that, they're frightened of the fallout. We're looking at the Barrican, where all that river system is there in the Barrican. And, of course, you know, like... The thing is to do, I reckon, brother, is when there's big news, you know, like the media where they take us, bad government and all stuff, when they give those big news, don't look over there. They want us to look over there and look the other way. And when that 25-year-old fellow got charged in Cannon Creek, but it was the wrong bloke, and that Northern Territory intervention, brother, they want us to look at there. But they forget about, you know, they don't want to look at Makati. They don't want Makati to be a nuclear waste dump. I think maybe the old Maralinga site down there too going to be a nuclear waste dump. And all the, you know, they must have our attention on crime when really it's make an ethnicity issue, when really it's an issue about crime. And anyway, brother, they had that I told them on the program about what they do now is bringing uranium rods up from South Australia up to Darwin, and you get all that thing up there. And you know, I don't know how Americanized the Northern Territory is, but in 1976, when I hitchhiked from Darwin down to Mount Isa, that be the most likely place that anyone would get a lift in a left-hand drive Cadillac. That belonged to a bloke from, his name was Charlie Anderson. Charlie took Anderson, he was the husband of Sarah Anderson that wrote that book, From Strength to Strength, when they first went out to Buller River. And because of the Americans were up there in the early years, they're the people that introduced petrol to the black fellas. And Marshall talking about up here, and, you know, in 1960, I'm sorry, since being in Cairns, I saw the Cairns Post, the cartoon of a 1960 cartoon in the Cairns Post, and it was about, it's from that hero, 1962, cane toad, and one cane toad saying, did you feel the earth move, or something like from that song, and it was in reference to the rocket, some rocket range or something they were going to build up a rocket, and of course, there's the developer, George Quaid, you know, was looking for buyers for land up, I think they start up near Locker somewhere, but what I'm saying is, you know,
my brother, well, I've got to go to the news. Can we continue the yarn tomorrow, then, brother?
Japan, you know?
That's someone there, Yarn Upstrong. Murray, got to go to the news. Your mob, I thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay safe in regard to COVID-19, your mob. Thank you for your company.